10th, Wednesday morning, August 8th, 2018.
Devotion on the side of the person that's doing that, to really commit to that and to really seek to participate, because it takes a little extra effort to participate in the services instead of just listening and hearing what's going on. But God still moves, whether you are in the assembly or telephoning in or videoing in, whatever the case may be, God still does his work. But thank you for having us at Pine Low. It's our first year, and we have enjoyed it, and we thank you for your hospitality to us. We extend the same to you for when we go to North Carolina camp. You all are welcome to North Carolina to participate with us in our camp as well. Thank you. I'd like to open our service in prayer, but I don't want to do it. So, is Charlotte here? Charlotte, come up. Brody, are you here? Come up, Brody. I'd like for you two to open our service in prayer. So if you can just take a turn and... Great. Okay with it?
Yeah. Dear Lord, just bind us together today and let us enter in and fully accept your presence here today, and just be with us as we go through this service and show us the importance of your presence in our lives today. Amen.
Thank you. Dear Jesus, pray that you will just bless this service and just do it. Be a part of this, and just amen.
Amen. Thank you. We are very grateful for what God is doing and what he is going to do, even in this service today. We don't know what he has planned for us, but his plan includes us. And our responsibility is to open our hearts and allow him to do his work in us. We can be in that next building over there as elders and deacons, and we can make our plans, but God directs our steps. And that's what we want this service to be, is God directing our steps. You know, when I come to camp, I always like to come kind of already prepared, ready to participate, already in a sense of eagerness for what God's going to do. But it doesn't always work out that way. And this is probably one of those camps where I felt like I came unprepared for camp. I don't know if any of you guys have felt that way. Maybe I'm all by myself, but that's okay. So, you know what, and as I was thinking about that over the past few days, talking to God and taking walks and just thinking, I felt like my heart had been encased in something hard. It was like the spiritual things that God wanted for me were bouncing off my heart, like something was hard around it. And the verse that came to mind as I was thinking through this was in Ezekiel 11, verse 19. It says, I will give them, and this is God talking, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. And that verse penetrates to me, because I believe God has given me a heart of flesh, but I also let the cares of the world and the things of life, whether it's work-related, running a family, dealing with the kids' activities and all, and the anxiousness that goes along with that, sometimes kind of encases that heart in kind of a rocky shell. And then the flesh is not really open or available for what God has for it. And that's kind of how I felt like I was coming into this camp that way. And so my prayer has been, Lord, break the shell. Expose the fleshy heart once again. Make me a pliable servant of yours that can be molded and shaped by you. Because I have a tendency to end up doing things that I want to do. It's just easy to do it that way. And so I have been asking the Lord to just use this week to kind of just break that shell and expose the fleshy heart again so that I can learn and hear from Him. And as we've been hearing the past couple of services, that we may have the anointing, that the Spirit may fill us and that we may be used by Him. Because that's what we want, isn't it? Isn't that what we want? Isn't that why we're here, right? Sure, we're here to see family and friends, but what drives us here is to be used by the Spirit of God and to really be open to what He has for us. And so this verse just penetrates my heart. And kind of being new to Pine Low, you know, you kind of want to be like, give the impression that I've got it together and make y'all look well upon me, but I don't, and I have my own struggles. And that's why last night when they had the altar call, I came forward and stood up here to learn to take step by step. And even as an elder in the Church of Kingsport, we still struggle. There's nothing special about us elders or deacons. We still have times in which we need God to work in our lives. And we no longer can put on a face of spirituality. We have to be real with our sheep and with each other. And be men and women that are willing to follow the leading of God and sometimes come forward and say, it's not going as well for me. And I need God to step in. And we all need that in our lives. So now we get to find out what God's going to do. And we should be looking with anxious hearts for that. And hope that God will take His chisel and His hammer and start breaking apart the shell that may be, I know, is encased in my heart. And for those of you that may have the same situation, that He would take that hammer and chisel and start breaking it apart. So, thank you, Father. You are so good to us. Thank you for loving us and caring for us. You know what we need. And I pray, Lord, that You would provide it, that our hearts would be open to You. As the psalmist says, that we would lift our heads up into heaven, to the heavens, and open our mouth and allow You to feed us with Your wheat that we may be filled. Hallelujah. Father, all we ask is to be filled, and we will open our mouths so that You can pour the wheat into our mouths and fill us, Father. We thank You, Lord, in Your holy name. Amen. I wanted to sing Great is Thy Faithfulness. And it's in the Red Book, page 43. I don't know if anybody wants to play the piano or play the guitar or whatever. You're all welcome. Or I can be up here all by myself. That's okay, too. It doesn't matter. My kids know that I can make up words as well as anybody when I'm doing my songs. You know, when my family, we just got back from Yellowstone, and one of the things that I love about being out in the mountains is it just has a way of opening God up to me. And this song kind of does that for me as well. And kind of just opens up God. And kind of opens, I think of God in a throne room. You know, and it's almost like this song opens the doors and we're walking in into his presence and getting closer and closer and closer to that throne. And you can see his smile more broadly across his face as we approach and get closer to him, realizing that we belong to him and that he's accepting of us walking in. So, great is thy faith.
Thank you.
Praise your holy name. We give you glory, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Father.
Oh. for you, and I will draw you back. peace, and I will put my confidence in thee. Yea, just trust me this day. Put your hand in mine, and yea, I will lead thee, and I will guide thee into eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we long break away those chains that bind us so. Let us grow.
To every heart. Move within us, Spirit of the living God. Remove from us, Lord, the casing around our heart, the rock shell that has been placed there. Expose the fleshy heart, Father. Oh, Lord, move within us. Move within us, Father. We are your servants. We come before you with hands lifted high. We come, Father. We are just humble people. We have nothing to bring to you. We have nothing. But we come to you, Father, because you have created us. You have built us. You have empowered us. And we come unto you, Father, because you are the source of our strength. Amen. You are the one that saved us. You're the one that pulled us out of the pit. Yes. You are the one that took us out of darkness and brought us into the light. Yes. Lord, we need you. We need you. Amen. We cannot move on in this life without you. Amen. For we will die without you. Yes. We will literally die, Father. And we do not want to be away from you. We want to be with you. Father, move within us. Take your Spirit and move within us. Speak to us, Father, as you have spoken before. Teach us of your ways. Teach us how we may walk in your ways, Father. How we may be sensitive to those around us. To know the promptings of your Spirit so that we would act. That we would learn not to ignore, but to take action, Father. We need you. We need you, Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Hallelujah.
For instance, you have not been called to a walk where you make the miracles. You have not been called to a walk where you are the ones making things happen. But you have been called to a walk where you acknowledge God in everything you do, and you lean under his understanding. For that is a great blessing. It is a great blessing to not lean on your own understanding, but to lean under the understanding of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thus saith the Lord, my spirit comes upon you, not as a great rushing flood, but gently. Little showers, ye my people, little showers that penetrate down, down into your heart and into your soul. Yea, my people, walk in that rain of my spirit. Make yourself available. Yea, and I shall shower upon you. New life shall be in your heart. Yea, and I shall be with you, and I will keep you, and I will give you new life. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father.
For truly, thus saith the Lord thy God places before you an open door. My little ones, the Lord thy God promised and placed an open door upon your grandparents and upon your parents, upon a generation that has passed. And truly the Lord thy God places before you the same open door in this day and in this hour. My little ones, the Lord thy God shall empower you to enter in, to walk in. My little ones, there have been generations that have not entered in because of unbelief. And I shall give you a faith and a strength to enter in into the impossible. My little ones, the Lord thy God opens a door to you. Fear not the searchlight of the Lord. The Lord thy God shall shine his light upon your heart. Fear not when you find darkness in the darkest recesses of your heart, for it is the Lord thy God that is shining the light of his love in your heart to remove all of those things that entangle you and that hold you back. My little ones, when the Son of God began his ministry, when he began his earthly ministry, he first cleansed the temple and physically removed everything from the temple that didn't belong. My little ones, when the Son of God closed out his public ministry, he once again cleansed the temple again and overturned the tables of the money changers. And my little ones, the Lord thy God is entering into his temple of your heart to upturn the money changers and to remove all of those things that do not belong there. My little ones, the Lord thy God still places before you that great promise that eye hath not seen, neither is ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God is revealing them to us in this hour by his Spirit. My little ones, I say unto thee, enter in. Enter in into the fullness of God. Enter in into the things that God is placing at your very doorstep. Be faithful. Those that are faithful in a little will be faithful in a lot. My little ones, stand strong. Walk faithfully with the Lord and enter in into the promises of the Lord.
Amen.
Yea, I have opened a door, saith the Lord God, and no man can close it. I have made a way for thee when you thought there was no way. Yea, I am the Lord thy God, and I love thee, saith the Lord. And I have a plan, and I have a purpose, and you are part of it. Yea, let your heart arise with joy and gladness. Walk through this door, saith the Lord. I have opened the door, for I know that you are weak, but I have made a way for thee, saith the Lord. Just enter thou in.
Yes. Yes.
Thing ahead of you, and that is that light, and that light is me. And when you reach the end of the tunnel, you will look back at the tunnel, but you will not see what is in the tunnel because it is darkness. But you will only see me. You will only see the light,
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
My people, I would put thee in remembrance of Joseph. For yea, in his youth he was haughty and arrogant, and he held the promises of God above others. But yea, as he grew up, he was faithful. And yea, when he was sold into slavery, he went to Potiphar's house, he was faithful. Yea, he was full of integrity, and he would not enter into the ways of evil. And yea, when I cast him into jail, yea, I was there with him. And yea, he was full of integrity, and he still did the things I asked him, and he was full of faith. And yea, my people, when he did the things I asked, I placed him in charge of Egypt. And yea, once more he was faithful, and once more he blessed those around him. And yea, my people, I too am calling you to be faithful in the little, so that ye may be faithful with a lot. And yea, what is more, when his brothers came to him, and they were scared, yea, he forgave them because the love of God was in him. And yea, it also asks that love to be within thee, that when your enemies come upon thee, that you would return it with love. Yea, that is the calling of the Father. That is the calling of Christ, thus saith the Lord.
Challenges that you will not be able to solve in your own self, but you must turn to me and be honest and say, I cannot do it. I need you, Lord God. And then I will come and I will bring an answer, and you will know that answer is from me. It will not be from your own heart and thoughts and mind, but it will be from me. I will direct it. It may be I may have someone pray for you. It may be that I will bring someone to you that will help you. I have many, many ways to help you, saith the Lord, and I will help you with every challenge that you face. But turn to me and be honest with me, and I will be able to help you, saith the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yea, behold, thou children of the Most High God, I have called thee to walk in my Spirit. And yea, I say unto thee, my children, I am revealing unto thee what that doth mean. Yea, I say unto thee, I have called thee to a way where thou wilt be able to walk and have guidance, that whatsoever thou dost speak and whatsoever thou dost do shall be led by me. For yea, I have seen in thy heart how thou hast wandered in this time where great darkness has covered the earth and where wickedness is accepted as truth. Yea, behold, I have seen how thou hast wondered, how shalt I know what to do? How shalt I know what to say? How shalt I know how to express the love of God that is in me? But yea, I say unto thee, my children, if thou wilt walk in the Spirit of the Most High God, yea, behold, I shall give unto thee words of wisdom and love and compassion for those that are in need. But yea, I say unto thee, lean not on thine own understanding, and
and do not try to intellectualize the things of the Spirit. For yea, behold, I have a plan that is laid before thee, and I know what is best, and I will lead thee if thou wilt put thine hand in mine. But yea, I say unto thee, thou must seek to walk in the Spirit of the Most High God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love those who hate you and those who despitefully use you. And in so doing, you shall heap coals of fire on their head. You shall bring conviction. And it has been written, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." You must trust me and do what I would bid you to do. And let me take care of my matters, what I will take care of. Yes. You be obedient. I will do what you cannot do. Mm. And it shall be completed. My will, saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord thy God does want you to have an experience of your own with him. When the woman of Samaria told the people of her experience with the Lord, they heard her, and then they had their own experience with me, saith the Lord, and it was real to them.
Amen. Bring your two fishes and your five loaves. Take the little piece that you have and offer it to God. He will multiply it. This is your time to offer your two fish and five loaves, what little you may have, whatever he has put in your heart. This is his time for you to share. This is the time for that those few things that you have to be multiplied and for you to receive back 12-fold. This is your time to give of your two fishes and five loaves. This is your time.
I have been faithful, as you have seen your hand upon your life in the past, through sorrows, through ways often of disappointment, and yet I have been your strength and your stay. I have given you joy that the world cannot give. Yea, my people, remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Mm-hmm. No matter what you need to go through, he will, it will be your strength if you turn to the Lord. Yea, my people, you have put your hand in mine, and it'll be forever as you keep looking to me, as you walk in that way that leads upward, that way that leads to eternal happiness and joy with me. Yea, my people, it is required of a steward to be faithful. But remember that your hand is in mine. No matter what you need to go through, I will be with you, as saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Ahead is unknown, but the Lord is faithful. He is ever faithful and with thee. The Lord will make a way where there seems to be no way. The Lord will make a road when you bear a heavy load. We know, O Lord, that Thou art faithful. And You will be faithful to us through all the unknown days of our lives.
I'm the God of your triumphs, and I am the God of your failures. I am the God when there's new spring and summer, but I'm also the God in your winter and in your darkness. And I'm there with you. I wish to abide with you in those places. I wish to be with you in your joy, but I want to be with you in your mourning. I want you to bring me with you in those highs and in those lows of life. And I want you to dwell in your heart. And I can dwell in your heart if you make a temple for me. And that temple needs to be clear of sin. But I have made atonement for you so that I may dwell with you. And I can dwell with you when you're in your triumphs. And I may dwell with you when you're in your failures. And let me dwell with you. I want to abide with you, my people.
Have a seat. Hallelujah. God is speaking. God is speaking to us very clearly today. You know, one of the things that I tell my kids in the Bible is if you hear God say, read, if He writes it twice, you really need to pay attention to what He's saying. And in Ezekiel, He says it twice. So I read to you Ezekiel 11:19. But He also says it again in Ezekiel 36. And in the 36:26, He says this, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Twice in the same book, He wants to give us a heart of flesh. And we've heard through prophecy, part of what has to take place is a cleansing of the temple. is to come before Him and to take away the sin, to have Him come and remove the sin so that the cleansing of the temple may take place. We've also heard about the casting of our cares upon Him. We have a tendency to hold on to things ourselves. And for us, sometimes we look at that and say, well, that's good. I'm standing up for myself. I'm independent. I'm being an adult. But that's not God, what God's looking for. That's not what He's looking for. He's looking for us to cast our cares upon Him and to hold on to things that He wants is disobedience, is sin. He wants us to let go. He wants us to give to Him. And we got to hear that on several occasions in the prophecies. We got to hear from the mouth of God Himself in those things. He wants to give us a heart of flesh. He wants to remove the stone. And He wants us to come before Him and to give what belongs to Him to take care of. And that is the cares and the sins that are filling the temple that need to be removed. He will design the whip. He will go marching in. He will turn over the tables. He will remove the money exchangers. He will remove the sheep and the doves and all those other things that we think are great and are important. And He will remove them and make it into a house of prayer once again. And that is what we need. That is what we need. I don't know where the Lord is leading this morning, but His leading is pretty powerful. And I don't know if we need to just have some prayer.
Just remain in an attitude of prayer. We want to find out what God has in mind. It's a way we've never been before. And there's no prescription. The prophecies are giving us some direction. But I've felt all morning that I would like the grandmothers to come up and just be on the platform, if you would come now. Some of you will want to have a seat out the front behind me. Some of you will be okay to stand. And I would like, in addition, if you see somebody that's your age, would you come too? Sue? Marilyn? I don't want to guess ages, but Barb, we need you here. Mark, send your wife. I'd like... Praise God. Michelle, would you come and stand with Marjorie up here? We need you. Michelle has a ministry of compassion, and showing of mercy. We'd love to have you join us. You're too young for being up here, but we need you if you'd come. We need Martha. Can you come, Martha? Here we have thousands of hours of intercession. Powerhouse for the church. Our survival is hinged to these dear saints of God who are, over the years, they've endured tremendous tests and trials, poured out their tears, blessed us. And I don't think that it's something that our young people really are cognizant of without it being pointed out. I really hope I haven't left anybody out. But some of you are seated. Some of you mothers aren't grandmothers yet. But God has blessed us with these mothers in Israel. And we need to harness this power of God in the church. And I would like, if I could indulge a bit more, if we could have our children and young people come and stand on the platform with these ones. Just come and stand with the ones who are here, young people and children. I don't know where God wants us to go with this, but I do feel that this is a time of intercession. Brother Mark, Brother Michael seem to point things in the direction of prayer. And I really feel that we need to be in prayer. So if we need helpers up here, helpers come. But let's all stand. I'm wondering if we could have the roving mic as well. And young people, if you feel you can hold someone's hand who's a generation or so older than you, and we'll just see what God will do. Praise God. I would like
a little while ago the Lord put something on my heart, and I'm not sure, I hope this is right for sharing it. I hope this is the way the Lord wanted me to share it. But the Lord seemed to speak to me and say, talk to me about Jacob and Esau. And how Esau sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. And I was thinking of, in case you young people don't know what that is, that's some porridge, basically, I guess. And the Lord seemed to say to me, don't sell your birthright for a mess of pottage. You young people, don't sell your birthright for what the world has to offer. Because that's really all that's in the world is a mess of pottage. It's not worth anything compared to what God has for you. We can't even imagine what God has for us. We can't even, in our wildest imaginations, we can't imagine the goodness that God has prepared for you. Yes. And when we look at you young people, we love you with all of our hearts. Amen. And you can't imagine
As much as we love you, you can't imagine how much the Lord loves you. Because his love is beyond what we can ever think of. But I just felt to say to you, don't sell your birthright for a mess of pottage. Don't sell your birthright for what the world has to offer, because it's nothing compared to what God has for you.
Amen. Lois, we need you up here too. If you'd come. If you could be close enough to hold the hand of an older person. Don't old people hold old people's hands. You grab a young person. I'm wondering, Sister Noreen, would you like to pray?
Lord, these children are so precious. You know how precious they are because you have made them. Lord, I'm a handy worker, and when I finish a piece, I love it because I have made it. And I have poured my soul into that piece. Lord, you have made these children, and they are so precious, and we don't want to let them go. Father, we don't want to see them lost for that mess of pottage. Yes. Lord, they are so precious. Help them to know their worth. Help them to know they're loved. Help them to know that we would do anything for them, Lord. Lord, they are yours. And we just love them so much. And we want them to be with us forever.
Lord, we thank you for these grandmas and those above us. And we just thank you for their examples and their constant wisdom and constant generosity to us. And we thank you that you've put them in our lives and that they're the ones that are going to help lead us. And we thank you that they follow you so strongly and they provide the mature example of where we aspire to go forth in our lives. We just pray that you'll keep our bonds strong between the generations and just let us not ignore their wisdom and accept it fully. We love them as much as we can and we appreciate your love as well.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Jesus, I thank you that you have been with all of our parents and grandparents the years that we have been in this world, and I pray that we would listen to the wisdom that they have. We don't often realize that they know a million times more than we do about the tortures that the world will bring on us and that the world will try and tear us down. But I pray that we would listen to their wisdom and trust in you and know that you are our rock and that you have given us elders and deacons and so many godly influences that we can listen to. And I pray that we would tune our ears to your word and not listen to the shrieks of the world. that sometimes sound like they're meant for us, but are really just loud noises that only hurt our ears. And I pray that we would listen to the sweet sound of your voice, and that we would hear the melody, and that we would want to be drawn closer to your throne, where we will be safe in your arms to the end of our days in eternal life, where we will have no cares because they are all on your shoulders.
I thank you for bringing us all to this camp, and I pray for all the grandmas up here. They do a lot more than we think they do. Sometimes we take advantage, and I just pray you keep them in our lives, because they do a lot for us more than we realize. Amen.
Father, we just pray that just this very day, dear Lord, that you would build cords of love between the mothers, dear Lord, the grandmothers, the young people, the children, dear Lord. Just help them, dear Lord, to be on our hearts, and help those cords not to be broken, dear Lord. Help us to have eyes to see. Help us to be able to see those that are struggling, dear Lord. Help us, dear Lord, place on our hearts those, dear Lord, that you would have us to pray for, dear Lord, to bring to you, dear Lord, to hold before you in prayer and intercession, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, dear Lord, that you would give us hearts for each other. Just help us to hear each other's stories, dear Lord. Give us those ears to hear. We just pray, dear Lord, that this would be a new day, that there would not be a separation of generations, dear Lord. We just ask this in thy holy name.
Father, we remember today the little lambs that may be wandering from the flock. And we ask, dear Lord, for wisdom for us to speak those words of love and to keep our arms, our physical arms and our spiritual arms around them, Lord. Protect them, guide them, help them, let them know that they are loved. And give them a longing in their heart to return under the covering, we ask in Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, we please pray that you will guide the way for us young people and the older people, just so we know how to communicate with you and communicate with each other, so we can build a stronger bond towards you. And please, Lord, tell us how to help others that may be confused about what the world has to offer, and what you have to offer.
Yes.
And let them know that you are the best thing that will ever be offered.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Small testimony, and I guess this is really to encourage the great grandmas. Sometimes you feel like you don't have a real big part. My parents didn't go to church, so I didn't go to church growing up. My grandmother didn't, but I had a praying great grandmother that loved me. And when I gave my heart to the Lord, she was blind. But the one thing I couldn't wait to do was to get to see her so I could read the Bible to her. So you older great-grandmas, younger great-grandmas, know how very important your intercessory prayer is, because I know that's why that I gave my heart to the Lord.
I just want to say to the mothers and fathers here to have unconditional love for your children, as God has had unconditional love for us. We have failed them down through the years. We haven't always walked maybe as we should have. And our children are going to disappoint us from time to time. And they may not do as we want them to do. But let them know that you love them. And that love, nothing they can do can kill that love. Nothing we can do destroy the love from our God. Amen. Okay.
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all these beautiful children, Lord, and these wonderful young people. And Lord, we don't want to lose any of them, Lord. I pray we won't lose any of them.
Yes.
Lord, you've told us that we can ask for anything in your name. So we ask in your name that none of these children, none of these young people would be lost to the world. And we pray for the young people that have turned aside to the world, Lord. We love them. And that's why we're sorrowful that they've turned away, Lord, because we love them. And as Wendy prayed, Lord, I pray that our arms would still be open to them, Lord, that they would still know that we love them. But in Jesus' name, we pray that you would bring them back, Lord, because we miss them, Lord. We miss those young people that have gone. Lord, we just ask that you would bring them back, Lord, into our midst again, because we do miss them. And Lord, I pray especially for the children that are starting out in school, Lord. Lord, there's so much evil in the world. There's so much evil in the schools. Lord, we just ask for your protection, for the protection of your Holy Spirit to be over these ones, all the ones that have to go to school, Lord. We pray that you would put a hedge about them and protect them, Lord, from the evil that is in the world. In Jesus' name we pray.
Dear God, I thank you for the grandmas. She's so nice to me. And I thank you that they're part of my life, because she's helped me with believing in you. And I pray for the other grandmas. I know that they have been such a blessing, and that they will keep being a blessing, and that when the moms and when I become a grandma, that it'll be really fun, and that the Lord will help me to be a nice grandma to my grandkids. Amen.
As a grandmother, one of the greatest joys of my heart is to see the grandchildren going on with Jesus.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for my older grandson who's here. He's standing tall for the Lord. And as he goes into second year of college, I will be praying that he will be a testimony to others there. And Brody, as he goes to grade 9 in school, that the Lord will use him there as a real testimony. But I pray for every one of the young people here as well, because I know their grandmothers. who are up here would also like to see that. And it's a joy to our hearts, as Grandmother, when we see them go on with Jesus. Because all that really matters in this world is that we walk with Jesus, yeah. That we fulfill His will, that His will is done in our lives, yeah. And that is really the happiest way to go. Yeah. Because young people that have gone the wrong way have found much sorrow and heartache, many of them. And when they could have gone the other way, where they would be used of God and where they would have had much happiness. And so I'm just so thankful for the young people that are here and pray God's blessing on each one of them. And as grandmothers, we will, I know for my part, and I believe the others too, we will uphold them because they are facing things that we, when we were young, we never faced what they are facing today. And they need to take a stand. And yeah. God will help them as they keep trusting Him and walking with Him. And so I just pray God's blessing on each one of these young people and the grandmas. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just also like to pray for our children and grandchildren that do not follow you. Father, we just pray that you give us parents and grandparents wisdom on how to talk to them, to not drive them away from you, Lord. Help us not to judge them, condemn them, but love them unconditionally. And just let them see your love through us. Give us strength. Give us wisdom. Give us patience, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you. And we just trust in you. And we know we can come to you and rely on you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for always being there for us. Thank you for protecting our children and our grandchildren. And just surrounding them with your love and your angels, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's one.
I just really want to encourage you young people, well, all of you, if you're not the brightest, sharpest tool in the shed, and you're having trouble, you know, in school, and you maybe can't even go on to higher education because you just don't measure up. We have a daughter, a disabled daughter, who never made the requirements for grade one. And she doesn't understand the things of the Lord. But she speaks in tongues daily. I've heard her sing in the spirit and sing in tongues. She prays for everyone on the internet who asks for prayer. She's prayed for me when I was sick and I was healed instantly. So I just want to encourage you not to put so much faith in your intellect or in your children being the smartest and the most educated, because God can work through anyone, amen. No matter their disability or how intelligent they are. We've seen it with our daughter, and we just praise God for what He's done for her.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'm just thinking of my younger years. I thought, how can I learn to pray like some of the folks who could pray? How can I pray like Elsie Marinuk? How can I pray like my mother and my father? The heavenly language just flowed out of them, just flowed. How can that be in our lives? Anyway, I think we can always ask the Lord, how can I learn to pray effectively? I just think of all the seniors to us that we have appreciated over the years. I think of Brother and Sister Hinchliff, Brother and Sister Holt Sr., Brother and Sister Levers, Brother and Sister Greif, Brother and Sister Levson, the Betchers, the Downs family from Calgary. There are just dozens and dozens that we think of often who have made a difference in our lives, made a difference in the church. Let us thank the Lord daily for all these special people.
Yes.
While we're singing that again, those of you up here can hug one another. And even down there, if you like each other, you can hug one another. But let's just sing that together. And then I would like Martha to stay up when everyone goes down. So once you're done up here, I need Martha to come. Father, make us one. Send thy Son, Father, make us one. Father, make us one. Father, make us one. That the world may know. Father, make us one. If you're done hugging each other, whether you like each other or not, you can be seated. Pardon me? Martha came to me last night, and I'm glad that she's persistent, because I confess to you that if you try to get my attention when there's lots of things going on, I am so easily distracted. Squirrel. And Martha just took time and shared three beautiful scriptures with me last night. And I just had to withdraw from all of the other things that was going on at the lunch and just really focus on what God was sharing with her. I've been looking to the Lord about what is the difference between crossing the Red Sea and crossing the Jordan. Because the Red Sea is behind us. We've entered into, we've left Egypt and we're walking now, learning to walk in the Spirit. But it's different to cross the Red Sea, because the Red Sea was opened wide and they could just go visually across. But it was different with the Jordan River, because God asked the priests to enter the river while it was still filled with water. And he said to them, if you will enter the Jordan River, then I will stop the water. And 17 miles up, when the priests who were carrying the ark entered the river, they entered by faith. I don't know if they had ever walked in water before where they couldn't see where their feet were going. It was a way they had never gone before. And I don't know how long it would have taken that Jordan River in full flood to drain down until over 2 million, maybe 4, maybe 6 million people could cross. But they had to enter in by faith and believe that God was going to do something, and there were no signs that he was going to do anything, because they entered in and the water was still in flood. And it took a long time as they waited. And the type and shadow of the Jordan River is death. Dying to the whole old nature. Learning to walk by faith, not by sight. And to enter in. They had never walked that way before. And the interesting thing is that the four priests who carried that Ark of the Covenant, that was type and shadow of holding the anointing of God as the prime thing, reverence for God, the anointing being all that mattered. And those four men had equal stature. They weren't a man like me and then Jeff Amundsen. They were the same height. And God is creating an equal stature among us, so we're maturing together. There's no difference among us, men, women, children, young people. That's why getting together like this at the front is speaking of our oneness and our equality in God. And so there's many things that we have yet to understand, but it seems like the whole scene is changing as we are getting ready to enter into the promised land. It's just changing. We're feeling it. It's not the same as it ever was before. We don't know how to walk like this. We've never walked in the Jordan River where we couldn't see where our feet were going. But for 70 years, we've been learning to walk together in the anointing, learning to have that status of equality, of plurality, of being able to walk together in harmony. And now that we don't know where our feet are going, we know how to walk together. We've been learning. Praise his name. He's going to help us all the way through. Praise his name. So I'd like, sister, I don't know if you have something to say in addition, but would you like to share those scriptures with us? You can use this mic.
The first scripture I am going to quote is Isaiah 41, verse 13. Okay. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not.
Hallelujah.
I will help you.
Yes. Glory to God.
And the second one, Psalm 50, verse
15, and I will call upon the Lord, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And the third one, is Psalm 86. Psalm 86, verse 7. I will call upon the Lord in my day of trouble, for thou wilt answer me.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Just before you go, Terry.
I was just thinking of the young people, and thought of this. Well, was at a young people camp here a while ago, and young people were sharing their testimonies, and they had someone shared a testimony about how they were into drugs and they got delivered, and the testimonies went like that. And the young lady said, "I don't have a testimony." I don't have a testimony. She didn't have a story like that to tell. And the reason was because she gave her heart to the Lord when she was 5 years old. And God just protected her from all those things. You know, one of the most wonderful testimonies I ever heard is a young man, he told me, said, "I gave my heart to the Lord when I was a child, and God was with me, protected me." He said, "I went to school, and I was a bit of an outcast because I was a Christian, but God protected me. God comforted me. God was my friend. When I was a teenager, I was home alone while my buddies were out doing all these things, but God was with me. And God comforted me." You know, those are, when I was listening to him tell that testimony, I thought, wow, what a wonderful God we have. What wonderful keeping power he has. Those are the testimonies that these grandmas want to hear. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's stand together, and we'll have Sister Martha close in prayer. Just stand.
Okay. Thank you. I pray, dear God, that your blessings will be upon each and every one today, and that, dear God, that you will, that your, I pray, dear God, that you will spread your protective wings over everybody, dear God. Keeping them all safe under your protective covering, protective wings. And that you will keep them safe forever.
Yes, God.
Forever, for eternity. Yes. Eternally, forever, ever, ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you so much. You may be seated if there's announcements.
Okay, this is for the afternoon activities, mainly for young people, but actually everybody's included. And it's the ropes course. And first things first, most important, I'll repeat again at the end. Please get your waiver form signed. It's both sides. You don't have to worry about the photography and release to the media. Okay. But please fill everything out. And I'd like you to do it and hand it in. I've got about half of them in, but I need the other half right away before you eat lunch. Because I have to look them over, make sure everything's good. And then we have to give them to the people who are in charge. So we have a Wednesday one and a Friday one. Same basic activities. The activities are these. The Mohawk Walk, the Wild Woozy, the Whale Watch, the Spider's Web, the Nycro, the Vertical Playpen, the Trapeze Jump, and two new ones. There, your surprise. The things that they would like you to make sure that you do is don't wear flip-flops. You must have an enclosed shoe. Like, if you're in the United States, it's called tennis shoes. If you're in Canada, it's called running shoes. Both countries, okay? That type of idea. No skirts. Hats, they say hats are optional, but I'd really encourage you to have a hat. And water. Okay, so those are the things that they require. We need to meet here at 1:30. We'll just meet right here where it's a little cooler. And we'll keep cool in the shade. And oh yeah, that reminds me, at any point you can say, I don't want to do that activity. So you're free to say that, okay? There's three things you should get out of this. Number one, fun. Number two, teamwork. And number three, learn about how to trust God. And other things. Okay, so last thing is this form, okay? This form here, and I'm going to list the people that have already signed up. We've already got 23. I can take seven more from at any age. Okay, so here they are. And if you disagree, see me afterwards, and we'll try to adjust it. So for Wednesday's group, that's today, Ethan Zilke, Dominic Sailors, Carson Snoke, Charlotte Smith, Adele Zilke, Haley Gray, Grace Zilke, Alina Price, Tim Zilke, Ashton Greif, Logan Snoke. For Friday's group, Brody Greif, Ian Smith, Benjamin Kane, Carl Amundsen, Anna Grace Kane, Amelia Kane, Mike Kane, Timberly Aiken, Jeff Amundsen, Thomas Olson, Rianne Price, and Chris Cornell. Are there any questions, or did I miss something? Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is a reminder. If we have a water baptism, it would be tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday already. This is a short week. So if anyone wants to be baptized in water, let us know. Let somebody know. We don't have any names turned in. But think about it today. If you want to be baptized in water tomorrow in the lake, let someone know. Let one of your elders know, one of the ministries, but we need to get your name if we're going to do that. We want to make this opportunity available to you, so if you want to be baptized in water, please speak up sometime today. Also, young people, as the meetings progress here, if some of you have a special song or a testimony or a verse you want to read or a duet or whatever, let one of the elders know or the ministries, and we'll look to the Lord to make room for that in the course of the week. So if you have any special numbers, just let someone know about that, and we'll look to God to fit it in. And I think everyone knows this, but let's have all the elders stand, please, and all the ministries stand so you know who the elders are. And so, young people, if you have something that you might want to share in the course of the week, let any of these brethren that you see standing know about that. Same thing with water baptism. Let any of them know about it if you want to be baptized in water. Thank you.
I was wondering, Dave Levson, when you had that paper, were you the waiver or was the paper the waiver? And I thought that maybe you would do the same thing, David, as you did at camp. You gave us the TikTok. It's on our hearts to gather together the single group, the ones who are just heading into college, like 18 years old, and those who are considered college and career, kind of the singles age up into even 40. We feel we'd like to meet with you and get some counsel and dialogue going with you, and that would be tomorrow. What time, if there's baptism, would it be about 3? It would be okay for us to set a meeting with the singles at 1:30. How many of you are here who would qualify for that, singles? Could you raise your hands high? Yeah, good. And Ben, you're welcome to join. If you're kind of on the cusp of either, thank you. We just... Okay. If there's a baptism, we'll adjust the time that we get together with you. Some of us brethren want to spend time with you and get some feedback from you. So that's tomorrow. We'll announce that tomorrow at the end of the service. And with that, you are dismissed.